主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考圣经的真理。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I study the Bible teachings with all of you.
今晚上我们要用要谨慎免得忘记做题目来查考有关于生命记里面的道理。
Tonight, I'd like to use the topic "Take heed lest you forget" as a mutual encouragement from a message in Deuteronomy.
我们现在请翻开《生命记》第四章。
Let's first turn to Deuteronomy chapter 4.
生命记第四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 4.
我们现在看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
第九节说，你只要谨慎殷勤保守你的心灵，免得忘你亲眼所看见的事，又免得你一生这事离开你的心，总要传给你的子子孙孙。
Verse 9, only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and your grandchildren.
第十节，你在何烈山主你神面前的那日，神对我说，你为我召聚百姓，我要叫他们听见我的话，使他们存活在世的日子，可以学习敬畏我，又儿女这样行。
Verse 10, especially concerning the day you stood before the Lord your God in Horeb, when the Lord said to me, gather the people to me, and I will let them hear my words, and they may learn to fear me, they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children.
这生命记第四章啊，这个是摩西在摩押平原的时候，向众以色列百姓先提出他们当初在走旷野的时候神一些大能的作为，让他们从历史里面再一次的被提醒。
It's the time when the people were in the plains of Moab, when Moses brought up the history of the Israelites to remind them again of God.
整个生命记其实可以分成几个段落的。
The entire book of Deuteronomy may be divided into a few sections.
从第一章一直到第四章结束呢，这个基本上是摩西在回顾当初他们出埃及走旷野这四十年的历史。
Chapter 1 to chapter 4 records how Moses reminisces about the 40 years of journey in the wilderness.
然后从第五章开始呢，一直到第十一章啊。他特别要要的诫命，神的吩咐，这个就是有关于敬拜神的重点。
Chapter 5 to chapter 11 emphasis on the importance of worshiping God's command and His teachings.
这些吩咐啊，他说要谨守遵行。
Regarding all the regulations of God, it says you must take heed and obey them.
所以第五章到第十一章一开始，我们看到。他摩西先重复神的十诫。
Therefore, from beginning of chapter 5, we can see how Moses once again reiterated the Ten Commandments of God.
然后就把当出埃及记的时候，在西乃山那个时候所发生一些事情，再重述了一次。
And once again, describe the incidents that took place on Mount Sinai, during their time in the wilderness.
然后很强调他们一定谨守遵行，特别是当你们进入了。迦南地以后，一定要记住神的诫命。
To especially remind them that when they once they enter into the land of Canaan, they must remember to keep God's commandments.
然后从第十二章开始到二十六章呢，这个基本上在提醒他们将来进入迦南地以后，他们生活里面应该要注意的事项。
Starting from chapter 12 to 26, reminds them of the items they must remember to keep once they enter into the land of Canaan.
12章到26章就是他们的生活的指南，就是说，他们一些生活、信仰生活里面应该要注意的一些手册，就在《生命记》第12章到26章里面，重点就把他们提出来。
We can say from chapter 12 to 26 records the keys, as to how they need to lead their life, in the land of Canaan.
那第四段就是从27章到30章。
And the fourth section is from chapter 27 to chapter 32.
到三十。
To chapter 30.
那到三十，这个就是摩西提出祸与福啊，就是什么是祝福，什么是咒诅，他把它讲得很清楚，然后要百姓真的要做一个很明确的抉择，要选择生命不要选择祸患。
And here records very he tells the people very clearly what are woes and what are blessings, that they must be wise to make the decision to whether to be blessed or to be cursed.
哦，所以你看二十八章，哎，都很清楚的讲了这个所有的祝福或咒诅，特别是在这个祸患里面讲的特别详细。
So in chapter 28, he speaks very clearly of all the blessings.
那从三十一章、二章这两章是最后的摩西的临别证言。
Chapter 31 and 32 records.
三十三章，对不起，三十一到三。
Chapter 31 to 33 records the last words of Moses.
啊，包括他做证，他们将来在迦南地世世代代几代以后啊，他们会离弃神，然后被掳到外邦去的预言。
He made some in prophesying how Israelites shall depart from God and they will be taken captivity into foreign lands.
在他要离开以前，他特别为每一个支派祝福。
Before his departure, he especially blessed each tribe.
啊，这是他最后的临终的话语。
These are the final.
然后从三十四章最后一章就是他历史的补述，就是记载他当时候怎么照着神之前所说的，真的登上了尼泊山。在山上神把他接走，然后在那里死了。
The last chapter 34 records how, according to what God had said, promised, taken up to Mount Nebo and was taken away.
然后神亲自把他埋葬。
And God buried himself.
所以连百姓也不知道摩西到底被葬在哪里。
So even the Israelites did not know where Moses was buried.
因为神知道百姓的心呢，很容易把摩西当作偶像来拜的。
Because God knew very easily the Israelites will take Moses' body and worship it as an idol.
所以神故意摩西的尸体隐藏了。
Therefore, God purposely hid the body of Moses.
然后摩西死了之后，现在这个整个棒子就交给约书亚继续。
After Moses died, this baton was passed down to Joshua.
所以整个生命记就是这个六个段。
The book of Deuteronomy can be divided into these six sections.
那我们今天所看的这第四章啊。
So today our focus.After four,
就是摩西他讲了历史完，讲了历史以后啊，他特别强调说你们要谨慎，要分外谨慎。
After describe or illustrate history, he once again reminded them that they must take heed.
因为他的历史里面，他提出当初他们派了探子去探迦南之后回来报他们所产生的。因此这样子在旷野流浪三十八年这个过程。
So in the history, he had mentioned how the spies came back without faith, so it caused them to travel in wilderness for 38 more years.
然后在这个旷野的日子，都是等到了已经绕的时间够了，神说够了之后，哎，然后就带他们走下一。
Until the time when God said the time is up, then they will go on to the next phase of the journey.
好，特别交代他们怎么样从这个旷，在这个旷野里面呢、啊，然后经过了这个以东人的地啊，摩押人的地，亚门人的地，最后到了这个约旦河东边的摩押平原。
And how in the wilderness they traveled through the lands of the Edom, Edomites, the Moabites, and finally enter into Canaan.
然后他们到了这个摩押平原之前，有两个很重大的战役。
Before they reached the plain of Moab, they have gone through two crucial battles.
那这两个战役基本上是要让他们从这两个事情得到肯定，说神一定要带领他们进迦南地的时候也是这样子啊，为他们征战，让他们全然得胜。
The purpose of these two battles is that the faith of the Israelites may be established, that they will know surely this is how God will lead them to win the battles once they enter into Canaan.
哦，所以特别要讲这个，他们跟西实本王西宏以及巴山王噩这两个王征战的过程。
So it describes the process how they battle against Sihon and Og.
哦，那他这个最后都是把这个里面的所有的人都杀光了，把那个这个土地全然占领了。
At the end of the battle, they had killed off all of their enemies, all of their lands.
那这个两个战役很重要，给以后的约书亚再一次的肯定，神所给他的应许。神说：“我要与你们同在，我要为你们征战。你们尽管有对神有信心。”
And so the key to these battles is to bring affirmation to Joshua that they must have concrete faith in God, that God will lead them.
所以这两个战役对当时约书亚来说是非常关键的。
So we can say these two battles were crucial to Joshua.
我们现在看三章。
That's read chapter 3, verse 21.
三章二十一节，那时我吩咐约书亚说：“你亲眼看见的主你神向这恶王所行的，神也必向你所要去的各国照样行。”
And 21, as I commanded Joshua at this time, saying, your eyes have seen all that the Lord your God has done to these two kings, so will the Lord do to all the kingdoms through which you pass.
第22节说，因为为你征战的是主。
22, you may say, for the Lord your God himself fights for you.
表示说，现在神用这两个例子来说明进迦南地的时候要面对迦南七族这些征战，神怎么为他们打仗，然后让他们全然得胜，所以没有人能够在他们，所以你们不要怕。
God used the two kings as an example to show the Israelites this is how God will lead them to have victory over all the battles and that they must not fear and have faith in God.
然后讲了这些历史以后，在的同时啊，摩西啊，他有一个非常深的感叹。
So at the same time as he spoke of the history, he had a very deep thought.
我们可以说，摩西唯一的遗憾就是他真的没有办法，没有机会过约旦河进的迦南美地。
We can say the only regret Moses ever had that he could not cross Jordan and enter into the promised land of Canaan.
这个遗憾在生命记一再的被重复出现。
And this regret continuously repeat or appear in the book of Deuteronomy.
表示说，当摩西想到这件事的时候，你就说他心里面有多。
We can only imagine whenever Moses thinks of this, how regretful he feels.
他每一天所期待的就是能够看到自己的迦南地。
He longed for every day was to see that land of Canaan, that promised land.
40年的旷野，他目的应该就是要进去的。
And we can say journey in the purpose reason to journey in the wilderness of 40 years was to enter into that land.
可是他对百姓的缘故哦，他进不去了。
But he always said it was because of the people that he could not enter.
可是当时候摩西也没有去怨叹这些百姓呢。
But even at that time, Moses did not grumble the people.
他其实只是提出了他当时候的心情。
He merely spoke his thoughts and feelings.
然后呢，要非常语重心长的勉励当时候的百姓，你们一定要谨慎。
Still, he reminded, encouraged the people that you must take heed.
所以我们从这个生命记里面看到。他这样描述，我们现在看第一章第三十七节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 37.
一章三十七节。
Chapter 1 verse 37.
主为发怒了，说你必不得进入那地。
And the Lord was also angry with me for your sake, saying, even you shall not go in there.
38.
事
后你嫩的儿子耶稣雅，他必得进入那地，要勉励他，因为他要是以色列那地为业。
The son of man who stands before you, he shall go in there. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it.
你看，当时摩西就一直强调说，是为你向我发怒。
Moses emphasized that it is for your sake that God was angry with me.
我们现在看第三章第二十三节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 23.
三章二十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 23.
那时候，我恳求神说：“主神啊，你已经将你的大力大能显给仆人看。”在天上，在地下，有什么神向你行事，向你有大能的作？二十五节。
25.
求你容我看约旦河那边的美地，就是山地和黎巴嫩。
And 23. Then I pleaded with the Lord at that time, saying, O Lord God, you have begun to show your servant your greatness and your mighty hand. For what good is there in heaven or on earth who can do anything like your works and your mighty deeds? 25. I pray, let me cross over and see the good land beyond the Jordan, those pleasant mountains and Lebanon.
摩西他一直强调神用大力伸出来的膀臂啊，将以色列百姓从埃及像铁炉一般的生活把他们救出来了。
Moses emphasized that it is by God's mighty hands and mighty arms that he has delivered the people out of Egypt.
在旷野的时候又用他的大能做，经过这四十年，现在已经来到迦南地门口了。
It is also by God's mighty work that he had led the people through the 40 years and have led them to the gate of Canaan.
他说在天上在地下没有这样行事的。
And there's no God in heaven or earth who can do anything like you.
这个神是独一的，是全能的。
And this is the one and only mighty God.
当时候求你让我过去看看那个佳美的山地跟黎巴嫩。
And he pleaded God to let him cross over and see the good land.
结果他这样祷告，神第二十六节跟他说。神因你们的缘故向我发怒，不应允我，对我说罢了，你不要再向我再提这事了。
But the Lord was so angry with me on your account and would not listen to me. So the Lord said to me, "Enough of that. Speak no more of to me of this matter."
好，你且上毕斯加山顶去了，向东西南北举目观望， 因为你必不能过这约旦河。
27, go up to the top of Pisgah and lift your eyes toward the west and the north, the south and the east. Behold it with your eyes, for you shall not cross over this Jordan.
28节说，主父耶稣亚勉励他，使他胆壮，因为他必在这百姓前面过去，使他们承受你所要观看之地。
But command Joshua, encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which you will see.
我们在摩西的一生里面看到，这一次神拒绝了摩西的祷告。
Through the entire life of Moses, we can see the first time that God rejected Moses' prayer.
不管他怎么求，神就说不要。
No matter how he prayed and pleaded with God, God rejected him.
最后神这一跟他说罢了，不再讲了，再讲下去就伤感情了。
In the end, God said enough.
所以他说你现在山顶去，你可以用眼睛用眼的看到了。
And now you can go up to the mountain and see with your own eyes.
但是你就是不能过约旦河。
No matter what, you cannot cross Jordan.
那但是你要嘱咐耶稣了，耶稣也一定会过约旦河，而且在百姓面前把这些百姓带过去进入那地承受为业。
But you, for he is the one who will take the people over Jordan and to inherit that land.
耶稣也是摩西的帮手。
And Joshua was a helper of Moses.
最后是帮手进去的。
But in the end, it was a helper who entered into the land.
所以当时候摩西啊，他实在是觉得非常的可惜啦。
So at that time, Moses felt very regrettable.
他一直说是因为百姓的缘故哦。
However, he continued to say it was because of the people's sake.
好，我们现在跳过去看第四章。
Let's read chapter 4.
第21节。
Chapter 4, verse 21.
他最后他也死心了。
So lastly, he gave up.
二十一节，你们的缘故向我发怒，岂是必不容我过约旦河，也不足你神所赐你为业的那美地了。
And 21. Furthermore, the Lord was angry with me for your sakes and swore that I would not cross over the Jordan, that I would not enter the good land which the Lord your God is giving me as inheritance.
第二十二节
，22.
我只得死在这地，不能过约旦河，但得必过去得那美地。
But I'm land, I must not cross over the Jordan, but you will cross over and possess that good land.
你看这连续三次，他一直都强调说，因为你们的缘故哦，神对我发怒的结果就是我死在这个地方，我实在是没有办法了。
We can see three times in a row, he said to the people, "It is for your sake that God was angry with me, and that I would not cross over to that land."
但是他一直强调你们会过去的，你们要进去得那美地为业的。
But also, he continued to tell them that you will cross over and enter that land.
所以你就看到当时候他自己没有办法得到亲眼踏进去那迦南美地，他觉得非常的人生好像有点遗憾了。
So you can see how Moses felt that something was missing in his life for not being able to cross over.
但是他也一直在百姓一定要懂得把握住这一个神给的福气。
But he repeatedly emphasized that people must hold on to this promise of blessing given by God.
因为神这个信实的神对祖宗亚伯拉罕的应许，所以你们现在是有福的，可以亲自进去见证那个神应许的实现，看到那个流奶隐秘的美地。
And it's because of God's promise to your ancestor forefather Abraham that today you may enter into this land and see the land filled with honey and milk.
你现在进去的时候一定要神的产业世世代代你居住神给你们的应许地，绝对不要让它失落了。
Since you're considered blessed, so once you enter this land, you must take heed and hold on to the commandments of God, so you will not lose this land.
所以，因为这个恩典是得来不易的。
Because this blessing was not an easy one to obtain.
神用大伸出了膀臂，才让这件事情成就了。
And it was God who stretched out His mighty hand for this to be fulfilled.
而且也是对神有信心、专心跟从神的人才。
It was only those who truly had faith and had the heart in God could enter into the land.
如果用摩西自己的例子，他就说，神说，因为你没有在百姓面前尊我为圣，所以你不可以进去。
Using Moses' own example, because he did not honor God before the people, so he could not enter into the land.
所以他们如果能够，他们对神有信心的，他们愿意专心跟从神，他们也愿意尊重神，尊神为圣，敬畏。
Now they are able to enter because they know how to honor God, to obey God, and to submit to God.
既然现在进去以后，一定要把 把这个神的产业守住了。
Therefore, after entering into the land, you must keep the inheritance from God.
可是当时候，其实摩西啊，他早就在世代以后，最后这些百姓的子孙会发生什么事了。
However, even during that time, Moses already knew that after generations, what would happen to the people of God.
所以他后来最后他说：“我呼天唤地的做见证，你们最后会离弃神啊，然后被掳到外邦去了。”
Therefore, at the end, he said, "I testify by the heavens and earth that in the end, you will be taken captive into foreign lands."
最后你们是没有办法在这个地方长久居住了。
Until the future, you will not be able to live in this land.
好，四章二十六节。
This is in chapter 4, verse 26.
四章二十六节。
4, verse 26.
我今日呼天唤地的向你们做见证啊，你们必在过约旦河得为业的地上速速灭尽。你们不能在那地上长久，必进行除灭。
26. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that you will soon utterly perish from the land which you cross over the Jordan to possess. You will not prolong your days in it, but will be utterly destroyed.
27节说，神分散在万民中，在他所领你们到的万国里，你们剩下人数稀少。
27. And the Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be left few in number among the nations where the Lord will drive you.
因为这个是摩西他什么启示哦，什么感动里面，他已经看到将来发生什么事了。
This is a revelation through the prophecy which he had already seen the future.
所以他现在呼天唤地啊，来见证一下这一群百姓以后会发生什么事。
Therefore, here he called to the heavens and the earth, saying, "Testify to what will happen to the people later."
我们跳过去看第三十章。
Let's turn to chapter 30.
第三十章。
Chapter 30.
第十九节
，verse 19。
第十八节，十八节。
Let's read verse 18。
我今日明明告诉你们，你们必要过约旦河，进去得为业的地上，你的日子必不长久。
I announce to you today that you shall utterly perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over Jordan to go in and possess.
十九节说，我今日呼天唤地的向你做见证，我将生死祸福陈明在你面前，所以。
I call heaven and earth as witness today against you that I have set before you a life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants may live.
他现在呼，你们在进去的日子不多，就是最的后裔没有办法这个迦南地长久存留。
Here he called to the heaven and earth to witness that in the future their descendants may not long live, in this land.
他现在一直要提醒他们，你们一定要选择生命，那这样子你跟你的后裔才有办法存活。
Therefore, he reminds them that you must choose between blessings and cursing so that your descendants may have a prolonged life.
那为什么摩西他要这样子语重心长这样讲？
So why is it that Moses pleaded with them in such a way?
因为他太了解这些百姓了。
Because he understood the people too well.
因为他活着的时候每天跟他们在一起，他们都感觉说他死了以后呢？
Because he knew he spent every day of his life with them, so he knew after he died what they could possibly do.
好，我们现在跳过去看三十一章。
That's read chapter 31.
三十一。
Chapter 31, verse 27.
因为我知道你们是悖逆的，是应着景象的。我今日还活着与你们同在，你们尚且悖逆神，何况我死后呢？
27. For I know you are rebelling in your stiff neck. If today, while I'm yet alive with you, you have been rebellious against the Lord, then how much more after my death?
第二十八节。
28.
你们要将你们的支派的众长老和官长都召聚了来，我好将这些话说给他们听，并的见证他。
Gather to me all the elders and your officers that I may speak these words in their hearing and call heaven and earth to witness against them.
29. 我知道我死后你们必全然败坏，偏离我所吩咐你们的道，行神眼中看为恶的事，以手所做的惹他发怒，日后必有祸患临到你们。
29. For I know that after my death you will become utterly corrupt and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the latter days, because you will do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him into anger through the work of your hands.
你看现在百姓的特质，顽梗悖逆。
And now Moses know the nature of the people, that they were rebellious and stiff neck.
吩咐的这些命令忘记了。
And they will forget the commandments of God.
他们会被外邦最后 败坏，因为雕刻偶像惹啊，最后被贝鲁外邦。
There will be influences in the end to worship following idols.
当时听摩西讲话这一群人，并不是说他们看到摩西死后离开神。
And at the time, a group of people who are listening to what Moses is saying here are not the ones who were stray from God.
当初听摩西讲的这一群人是有信心要进去要过约旦河去承受产业的人、啊、
And the group of people who are here to listen to Moses are the group with faith that will enter into the land.
但是问这一代一代过去之后，在日子长久以后，这些人这些子子孙孙就会把神的这些作为、神的恩典、神的救赎忘记。
But we know the problem is after many generations, the people that follow soon forget or eventually forget God's commandments.
然后最后这个地步。
And this is the ending that will fall to.
那这个最后，他说就是全然败坏啊，偏离神所吩咐。
So in the very end, they corrupt and stray away from the words of God.
行神眼中看为恶的事。
They will do evil in the sight of God.
就是敬拜偶像。
And that is idolatry.
然后最后，以手所做的惹神发怒，就是去拜偶像啊。
In the very end, they will provoke God's anger with their hands.
然后最后就是日后就祸患临到啊，他们国家就被灭了，然后百姓就被掳了。
And the war which will befall on them is that their kingdom will be destroyed and they will be taken captive.
这是为什么在《生命记》里面一再重复的出现？摩西说，百姓说，要分外谨慎。
This is why throughout the book Moses continues to remind the people that you must take heed.
我们现在来看看摩西他所提醒的。他说，如果没有谨慎，你就会忘记了。
So let us take a look at a few things when Moses said, "Take heed lest you forget."
但是如果很谨慎的去谨守遵行神的吩咐以及神的作为，啊，就让子子孙孙都一直承应许的美地啊，不会离开。
However, if you take heed and listen carefully according to God's command, then your descendants will not stray away from this land.
我们从《生命记》里面看到有六个重点。
We can see 6 points from the book of Deuteronomy.
我们看《生命记》第四章。
Let's turn to chapter 4.
第九节，刚才我们读过的。
And verse 9.
他说要保守你的心灵。
And to keep your heart, your heart.
免得你忘记你妻女的事。
Unless you forget the things your eyes have seen.
哦，又免得你一生这个事情离开你的心呢、啊？就是这个神，你他们当初看到什么这些作为？
Unless you forget all the wondrous work that you have seen with your own eyes.
然后要把它记住之后呢，要传给子子孙孙。
After remembering them, you must teach them to your children.
哦，那也就是说，现在这一代人要因着神的这个作为敬畏神，然后教训下一代人。以后的子孙都这样子敬畏神。
So the first generation by faith they will come obey God, but they must teach their next generation, so they too will worship honor.
这里说要谨慎保守心目。
Here says diligently keep yourself so we will not forget God's work.
因为人是善忘的，人是很容易忘记事情的。
Because as human, we easily forget things.
因为日子久了以后，这个记忆就会慢慢的模糊。
Especially after a period of time, long period of time, our memory will dim.
我们人事实上是有限的。
And we know our memory is limited.
通常小孩子，我一岁两岁，他没有什么印象，到即使到三四岁，可能也没有什么印象。长大以后没什么印象。
For children 1 to maybe 4 years old, they do not have too much.
啊，所以有时候小孩子啊，小的时候带他们到哪去玩，长大说哪有都没有啊，他们都忘记了。
This is why when you take your children somewhere when they're young, when they grow old, they will not remember where they have gone.
但是一直到大概他们懂，他们会记忆东西，大概小学生时代啊，从五六岁开始。那一直到成长这段时间，他那个记忆是刻在他的脑筋里面的。
So starting from 5 or 6 years old, until when the time they grow up, their memory, everything that happened in their life, are imprinted in their mind.
所以刻进去就不会忘记了。
Once they're imprinted, they cannot be forgotten.
所以，但是当时候这些看见神作为百姓啊，他们基本上都是成人了。
That's for the people who have seen the work of God, they are already grown ups.
现在特别提醒他们说要保守心，把这个神的这个作为要记住。
Especially to remind them that they must take heed and diligently keep to themselves.
讲给子孙听了。
And to pass it on to their grandchildren.
哦，是很重要的。
It is very important to speak of it.
因为讲的时候我们才会想。
Many times it is through speaking that we will think to ourselves.
我们在讲神的作为的时候，我们就会把神的作为一些细节，会把它想清楚。
When we speak of the work of God, we will think clearly of all the details.
那这样子，我们在讲的时候，我们就是在重新自己有关神的恩典。
And by speaking of God's grace, we will be once again reminded of God's grace.
所以，不要太谨慎的说啊，这个见证我以前都讲过了。
So whenever we bear testimony, don't think that I have already shared this testimony before.
没有错，讲过，但是听众不。
It is okay if you have said it before because the audience is different.
所以新的人他再一次的被听到了说哇，原来神有这么美好的作为。
Therefore, the new listeners they once again be reminded of God's wondrous work.
那再一次的去复习神给。
And the speaker, the testifier, once again be reminded of God's grace.
所以下一代的人，他们就可以学习敬畏神。
Therefore, the next generation will learn to fear God.
所以其实我们每一个人都有很多见证可以分享的。
And I believe each one of us have many testimony to share.
所以当教会要安排见证会的时候，我们一定要很踊跃的说，我来见证。
So whenever we have testimony, we should be very active to volunteer to testify.
如果我们述说什么作为，我们就是在学到生命记里面的道。
How to illustrate the blessings of God, and we have learned the teachings from Deuteronomy.
第二点，
看 second point.
第十二节
Let's read verse 12.
十二节，神从火焰中对你们说话，你们只听见声音，却没有看见形象。
And the Lord spoke to you out of the midst of the fire. You heard the sound of the words, but saw no form. You only heard a voice.
十三节
13.
他将所吩咐你们当指示你们，就是十条。并将这诫写在两块石板上。
So he declared to you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform the Ten Commandments, and he wrote them on two tablets of stone.
看十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
所以你们要分外谨慎，因为主在何烈山从火中对你们说话的那日，你们并没有看见什么形象。
Take careful heed to yourself, for you saw no form when the Lord spoke to you at Horeb out of the midst of the fire.
十六节。
16.
败坏自己，雕刻偶像，仿佛什么男像、女像。
And lest you act corruptly and make for yourselves a carved image in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female.
这里提到说要记住神当初显现的时候，他讲话的时候，你没有看到形象。
Here says to take extra careful heed, so because at the time they have only seen, they have saw no form, but have heard a voice.
神这样做。百姓把神雕刻成一个什么样子来敬拜。
And the reason why God did this.Was afraid people might make an image out of the form of God.
所以特别说要分外谨慎。他说，免得你们把神雕刻什么样的男像、女像、天上的飞鸟、海中的鱼，或者天空的这些星星、太阳形象。
Therefore, Moses said, "Take careful heed lest you make an image, like any figure in the heavens or seas, to make it as God."
也就是说，不能够忘记神是个灵。
We must not forget that God is a spirit.
神是全能的，他是充满宇宙，他是创造。
God is Almighty. He is a God who fills the universe.
所以，什么形象？神。
There's not any that can replace God or represent God.
这个神应该是要活着。
Therefore, this is a God who should live in our hearts.
不能够一个什么样的样子，我们借这个样子来向他膜拜。
And we cannot make God into a certain form and to worship.
所以他们摩西提醒要记住神当初显现的时候他是什么样的情景。
Therefore Moses reminded them that they must remember the time when God appeared to himself on the mountain.
对今天我们来说
So for us today,
我们要谨慎的去记住我们当初得圣灵的时候是怎么感受。
We must take heed to remember what we felt like when we received the Holy Spirit.
今天我们得圣灵很多时候都是我们第一次真的感受到神是存在，神是爱，神真的活在我们当中。
Today, the time when we receive the Holy Spirit may be the first time when we truly experience God to experience God with us and living with us.
这个神的爱有时候不是用物质的东西是描述的。
We know the love of God cannot be described by material things.
是一种感受，我们跟神的一种沟通互动。
However, it is a feeling, a communication with God.
透过圣灵，我们知道神就住在我们心里。
Through the Holy Spirit, we know that God lives in us.
祷告，我们知道神就在当中。
And through praying in tongues, we know that God is with us.
所以他说，为了要避免偶像，所以摩西特别提到说，要记住神当初显现的时候，他的那个声音而已哦。
And therefore, to refrain from making an idol, of God, you must remember that God appeared only in the form of a voice.
因为雕刻偶像，这当时候迦南地中东那一带的所有的百姓 除了以色列百姓之外，所有的人都在拜偶像的。
Therefore, carving idols and idol worshiping is a tradition that every nation is had except for the Israelites.
真的，如果没有谨慎，就会被影响了。
Therefore, unless they are careful, they will be easily influenced.
今天我们在这个环境，很多时候有很多人他们的偶像会影响我们的观念的。
And likewise, today living many people's idols will also influence our thoughts.
昨天碰到。
And yesterday, I met with a friend.
这个牧道者的妈妈也是很用心的敬拜她的神呢。
And the mother of this true seeker is devoted in worshiping her God.
她也是一直跟我们说，她的神很灵哦。
She told me that her God is very, very accurate.
就是说，她的神哦，也是帮虽然单亲，可是现在把孩子抚养长大，事业做得很顺。
A single family, but her God had helped her to raise her children, and now they have a successful career.
他的神怎么样帮助他？这个从台湾到美国来，啊，带了一些不应该来说都没有被海关抓到。
And how her God led her safely, from Taiwan to U.S. and even bring some illegal things, they were not caught.
当然都是指的吃的啦，不是讲什么毒品呐。
And we know all those things were edible things.
那这些食物啊，他是哇，进机场的时候就跟他所谓的他的神祷告说，你一定要帮助我，这样过去的时候不要出问题啊。
So when she entered the airport at the customs, she prayed to her God, saying, "Please let me go through safely and not get caught."
所以当我们在讲神，我有神啊。
So when I speak about God, she said, "I have my God."
但是我们都知道他的神跟我们现在所讲的神完全不一样。
But we know the God she speaks of is different from that of ours.
都是只有在地面上这些什么好处而已。
And this God of hers only gives her goods in this world.
他们所拜的神没有办法提升他们的灵性的。
And the God whom she worships cannot elevate her spirituality.
更没有办法给她天国的盼望。
And the God cannot give her eternal hope.
所以面对困难的时候，非常的恐惧。
So when men are facing challenges, they will be met with fears.
碰到什么问题，第一个想到就是想到是找谁来帮忙。
So whenever we are we will think of who we can turn to.
但是对我们来说，
but for us,
我们今天碰到任何一个问题，我们都知道我们有一个天地的主宰啊，这个独一的真神可以帮助，可以求靠。
We know whatever problem we face today, we have a God, a one true God in heaven, whom we can rely on.
更重要的是，他可以把我们带进。
More importantly, He can lead us into heaven.
他让不害怕死亡。
And we will not be afraid and not fear death.
所以现在。特别强调说不可以雕刻偶像。
So here he mentioned, do not carve an idol for yourself.
那有关这个偶像的事情，在刚才所读的第十三节特别强调说，这是神跟我们立约。
And pertaining to idols in chapter verse 13, yes, said God had made a covenant with us.
哦，这个立约就是这个神的这个诫命，神是独一的。
And the covenant is the Ten Commandments, which says God is the one and only.
我们现在看第四章二十三节。
That's read chapter 4.
二十三节，你要免得忘记主你们神与你约，为自己雕刻偶像，就是主你神所禁止你做的偶像。
And take heed to yourself, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which He made with you, and make for yourself a carved image in the form of anything which the Lord your God has forbidden you.
二十四节说。主你的神乃是烈火，是忌邪的神。
For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God.
这里说要谨慎，他说我们神跟我们立的约。
And here says, take heed to yourself, lest you forget the covenant the Lord your God had made with you.
这个约，你看第十三章第十三节那边是说是十条诫命。
And in verse 13, it says the covenant is the Ten Commandments.
是神亲自写在两个法板上的。
The commandment personally wrote on the two tablets.
所以他说。这个神的约哦，特别要提醒我们，不可以去雕刻偶像，或者是去跪拜偶像。
Therefore, the covenant of God is to remind us that we must not carve an image or to worship any idols.
这个偶像的事情会惹动神的愤怒啊。
And the things of idolatry will bring the wrath of God.
神是忌邪的神。
For God is a jealous God.
也就是说，神要百分之一百的依靠他。
And God wants us to rely on Him wholeheartedly.
不能够。取代神的地位。
And there's not one thing that can replace God.
他说，如果我们惹动神的愤怒，神是烈把这些全。
If we arouse the anger of God, then God is a consuming fire, and He will destroy everything.
所以现在摩西特别提醒百姓，他说要谨慎，不要忘记跟我们立 的约哦。
Again, Moses reminded the people, take heed and not forget the covenant God had made with you.
所以今天神跟我们所定的这个十条诫命，我们一定要谨记在心。
Therefore, we must take heed and remember the ten commandments God had set.
这个诫命，这个、要不断的去思想，去复习。记住神的要求。
And to continue to meditate upon the covenant with God, so we may know the requirements from God.
因为这个既然是约，啊，契约就是双方的。
And we know a covenant or a contract is mutual.
我们如果神就要祝福，我们如果记住神的诫命啊，去做了，神就要祝福了。
Remember the commandments of God and do accordingly, then we shall be blessed.
但是如果去违反了，那之后神就要按照他的约啊来降灾祸。
However, if we break it and forget it, then according to the covenant, He will send down woes upon us.
当然，这个约这个是在摩西那个时代是旧，主耶稣基督还没有来以前，他一直强调这样一个啊谨慎的事情。
And we know this is a covenant that was emphasized in the Lord Jesus came into this world.
那是一条这个律法诫命是写下来的嘛
？All the laws and decrees were written down.
是神写的命。
And they were personally written down by God.
写在石板上。
They were written on the stone tablets.
但是现在在主耶稣来了以后，现在这个诫命是写在我们的心板上。
After Lord Jesus came, the commandments are written on our heart.
所以我们不能够用我没有啊，我没有做出来这样的一个。违反诫命的事啊。
Therefore, today we cannot say I have not done anything against the commandments.
但是不要忘记了，神现在要求我们的是我们的心里面所想的每一件事。
But we must remember what Lord Jesus requires of us, everything that we think of or our.
所以，谨慎是意念。
So we must be take heed of our thoughts.
神跟我们现在立约是立在我们的心板上。
And the covenant God now made with us is one which is with our heart.
我们要常常去思想，才不会忘记神跟我们所立的约。
We must often meditate upon this covenant, so we will not forget.
所以要完全的信靠神，而没有偶像。
Therefore, to rely wholeheartedly on God, no idols.
那现在其实对当时候听摩西在人呢，他们都摩西讲的话的。
For the people listening to Moses at this time, they have remembered Moses' words.
在那个时代，他们一定是没有。
During that generation, they worship and they obeyed God.
但是问题是久了。
The problem is, after many time, after a long time, things will be different.
二十五节。
Verse
25. 你们在那地住久了，生子生孙了，就会雕刻偶像，仿形象，败坏行主你神眼中看为恶。
25. When you beget children and grandchildren have grown old in the land and act corruptly and make an carved image in the form of anything and do evil in the sight of the Lord your God to provoke him to anger.
那这个住久了会生子生孙哦，就会雕刻偶像，是为什么会这样子啊
？So why is it that after living in the land for a long time they will beget children and start carving images for themselves?
如果他们都在自己的这个家庭里面呢，都是在敬拜神的这个环境。这个事情不会发生。
So if they grow up in a God-fearing family within their own family, this idol worshiping will not happen.
现在进去迦南地之后，环境就不一样了。
So the problem is once they enter into a land of Canaan, the environment is different.
接下来我们看第六章。
That's read chapter 6.
六章第十二。
6:12.
第六章。
Chapter 6:12.
那时。你要谨慎，免得忘记将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的神。
Then beware the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage.
十三节，你要敬畏主你的神，侍奉他，指着他的名起誓。
And you shall fear the Lord your God and serve him, and shall not take oaths in his name.
十四节，不可随从别你视为国民的神。
And you shall not go after other gods, the gods of the peoples who are all around you.
那时指的。进迦南地以后
，So at that time means after they have entered into Canaan，
进去那里什么有城不是他们自己建的，有井不是他们挖，他们的腰，他们所生活所需的神都为他们准备好。
After entering Canaan, they live in cities and wells that were not made and established by themselves。
当他们进地以后，他们。就可能会随从当地人的风俗了。
After entering the land of Canaan, after the life is more abundant, very easily following the traditions, customs of those people.
他们很忘记了神。
Easily would they be deceived and forget the grace of God?
然后就会随从别神了。
And they will go after other gods.
那随从别神，当然就是雕刻偶像，
following other gods means they will carve idols.
那这些这样的一个作为就会惹动神的怒气。
And this act will arouse the wrath of God.
第十五节再次强调神是忌邪的神。
15 says, for the Lord your God is a jealous God.
他说如果你没有谨慎，忘记了神的这个吩咐之后，神就会发怒，然后你就从地上。
Unless the anger of the Lord your God be aroused against you and destroy you from the face of the earth.
那这个就是神的恩典，要记住啊，神当初领他们出埃及的时候，这个救赎的大恩呢。
And this is a great grace of salvation which God had delivered them out of the land of Egypt.
一个，我们看看第八章。
That's right, chapter 8.
第八章第十一节。
Chapter 8, verse 11.
你要谨慎，免得忘记主你的神，不守他的诫命、典章、律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的。
Bear word that you do not forget the Lord, your God, by not keeping His commandments, His judgments, and His statutes, which I command you today.
恐怕你不建造美好的房屋居，羊群、牛群加多，今天被你所有的全都加增，你就心高气傲，忘记主你的神，就你从埃及地领出来的那个神。
And twelve, when you have eaten and are full.Beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and that you have is multiplied.
第十四节说，你这个情况下，你就会心。
And so 14 says, when your heart is lifted up.
忘恩典了。
And then you will forget the grace of God.
所以进迦南地要进迦特别。
Therefore, they must take extra heat once entering into the land of Canaan.
要避免心高气傲。
Once there.Abundant, they must take heed from being proud.
因为人在顺利的时候，忘记。
Because in times of prosperity, very easily will we forget.
会将神的恩典当作很自然、理所当然的。
Will take God's grace as something very natural.
然后渐渐的就跟这个周围的人混合了，
and,
然后就会被同化的。
And gradually, we will mingle with the people around us, and we will be transformed.
因为会被迷惑，因为。当时候有很多人会来跟你做什么事的。
Because at that time many people may come to you, to want to do something with you.
我们最后看第十一章。
Lastly, let's turn to chapter 11.
第十一章第十六节。
Chapter 11, verse 16.
这个也是讲在进迦南地以后。
And this will also take place after entering into Canaan.
你们要谨慎，免得心中受迷惑，就偏离正路，去侍奉敬拜别神。
Take heed to yourself, lest your heart be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them.
第十七节，神的怒气闭塞不下雨，地也不出产，你们的，所以你们在主所赐给你们美地上速速灭亡。
Unless the Lord's anger be aroused against you, that He shut up the heavens so that there will be no rain and the land yield no produce, and you perish quickly from the good land which the Lord is giving you.
这里说要谨慎，免得心中受离正路。
Here says, take heed lest your heart be deceived.
那表示说，在进迦南地以后，你周围的环境会有很多影响，久了以后，啊，人的心很容易就偏向偶像崇拜。
It means after entering.And then very easily will their heart be deceived and be influenced by the people around them.
因为神他没有形象。
Because God is without a form.
他在心里。
And God will live in our heart.
可是人往往需要有一个什么样子，让人可以好像可以摸得到一样。
But so often as men, thing that we can see or can touch.
但这些偶像都不是神。
But not all of the idols are not God.
如果人的手做出来。什么能力的话，那人就比神还厉害了。
If any image carved by the hands of man can have certain power, then we can say humans are greater than God.
所以现在说要谨慎，才不会心中被迷惑了。
Here says, take heed to yourself, lest your heart be deceived.
我们才这个神的道义真的把它守住。
Only by that can we truly keep the words of God.
也才能够把这些外邦列国的影响排除。
And to get rid of all the foreign influences.
那要怎？
So how do we take heed?
谨慎
to take heed.
很重要就是要把神借摩西所讲的这些所有的命令都把它存记在心。
Through what Moses has said, to take heed, the key to taking heed is to remember all the commandments given by God.
第十一章十八节。
That's right, chapter 11, verse 18.
你们要这话存在心意中，记在手上，记号戴在额上为经文。
And then, up these words of mine.In your soul, and bind them as a sign on your hand, that they shall be as frontlets between your eyes.
十九，要教训你们的儿女，无论坐在家里、行在路上、躺下起来，都要谈论
And you shall teach unto your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by this way, when you lie down, and when you rise up.
要写在房屋的门框上，并城门上。
And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
你看他这里一直强调要把神的话记在心里。
He emphasizes that we must remember the words of God.
常常去想，才不会忘记。
So have to meditate upon them, so we will not forget.
把这些话语教训我们的儿女，一起来遵行。
And to teach unto us, we may observe them together.
那我们一起来。创造孩子他们能够记住神这些教训的一些环境。
And so we may create an environment and atmosphere where our children may easily remember the words of God.
那我们跟子子孙啊守住神的这个救恩呢
？That other generations who come may all commandments of God.
我们一直享受神的祝福。
They may continue to enjoy the grace of God and the promised church of God.
愿主耶稣带领我们。
May our Lord guide us.
能够不会神的这些话语
so that we may never forget his words.
我们再来唱诗
Let's sing him together.
364首
364